Very delighted now to be leaving Tyrconnell Park with a win and being in the intermediate final.
Yeah, I mean, you were firm favourites going into this game, Brian, given the fact that you were in Division 2A, Rua Division 3. But, I mean, it was a close game all the way, and it took that last gasp score from Jamie Brennan to win it for you in the end.
Yeah, we were favourites going into the game. Favourite tags means nothing, like when you're playing your local rivals, Rua. There's a lot of history between the two teams, and a lot of the lads that are playing today would have played school football and grew up against them playing underage football, so there's plenty of rivalry there now, and I didn't expect anything else from Rua. They're a very talented team, and look, if they stick at it, they'll be there about next year again, and they'll maybe get up to Division 2 and be playing better standard of football.
Yeah, and in fairness to Rua, they probably started the brighter as well, Brian. They were 3 points to no score up. Jamie Brennan, he got the winner at the end, but he got the goal early in the contest for you as well. That was a vital score because it got you back into the game.
Yeah. Well, Jamie, look, they came at us to score three, and we didn't get a score back until Jamie scored his goal. And look, Jamie's a very talented footballer, and as I said, we've put him through a fitness test this morning. He came through it. I'm glad he came through it. He scored a vital point. Very talented footballer. I'm glad to have him on the team. Look.
Yeah. There's so many talking points from that game. Arua got a couple of goals before half-time. They were leading 4 points, by 4 points at the break. But in fairness to Bundoran, you guys, I mean, you didn't lose things. You kept control. You got a couple of good, important scores in the second half and kept in touch.
Yeah, we went in 4 points down at half-time. Well, we weren't in a good place at the time. We had made a few changes before the game, positional changes that didn't really work out. I don't know whether that was to Arua's advantage or was it did they sort out the changes to counteract us. But in half time we went in, we regrouped, we had a good chat, and made a few positional changes ourselves, and it worked better.
Yeah, it could have gone either way at the end. Fortunately for you guys, you just got the winner. You can now look forward to an intermediate championship final against either Gaillanida or Niamh Columbkill. They play tomorrow in Letterkenny. I'm sure you'll be making your way up to Letterkenny and keeping an eye on proceedings there.
Oh, I definitely will be now. As I say, I haven't seen Niamh Columbkill this year at all now, but Francie Martin's a good manager, and he'll have them well on their toes for tomorrow. So I'm expecting a good game tomorrow, and look, at whatever it brings, we'll be up for the championship final come Sunday.
Yeah, you have had a good season, in fairness, Brian, unbeaten in the league, all of a sudden now into an intermediate final. I mean, you can't really ask for more than that.
We are beaten in the league. We've lost five games in the league.
Oh, apologies.
Yeah, we've lost five games in the league, and we've drawn one match. Look, we're going well. I expected to be in this position come this time of the year, and I was hoping to be in this position. And look, we are in it now, and look at the league form. We slipped up a few times, but yet again, other teams probably slipped up against us as well. And we're sitting second, 3 points behind Thurman, yet to play Thurman. So we're still in the melting pot. And look at, we'll championships next on the list, and then we'll worry about the league after Sunday.
Thank you.